Pleasure to have on the microphone Greg Hempel, and Greg is the Vice President of the Bribey Island Gem and Fossicking Club. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Now, Greg, you've just had a beautiful open day and members market day last Sunday at the Arts Centre on Sunderland Drive at Banksia Beach. How did that go?
No, it went very well. It was pretty well received, really. We have these markets the last Sunday of every month. So, and there's combined with the wood turners, so it makes about quite a big market around the back of the Arts Centre.
Lovely, lovely. Now, Greg, the club has been going for about 24 years, hasn't it? So, how's the membership grown to what, 140 members, or was that what it started as?
No, it started very small. It was actually started by a small band of people, probably about 20, and they started in the library down in Bribey Island, and they transferred to first building behind the Arts Centre, and it's grown from there. It's probably grown to one of the finest library centres in Queensland. It's well known to around the district. So it's had its ups and downs. You know, we lost quite a few during the COVID, but it's built up again. So it runs around about 140 to 160 members.
Well, that's pretty good, Greg. If people were attending, what might they learn just by going to your functions there?
Well, we teach four subjects, mainly. Polish and Stones, which is called Cabochon, which is a French name for polish and stones. And the next one is silversmithing, which is quite favourable with the ladies. And the other one is faceting, which is what we're known for. As I'm sure you learn to facet with machines, with the faceting machines, how to cut stones. And the latest one now, we're doing a lot of casting with silver, which actually allows us to make a lot of rings and special items which go with silver.
Well, there's certainly a lot of opportunity there. It sounds like a lot of fun too. And what is your next event if people would like to come along and join, or just to have a little look-see? What's happening there?
Well, we say to everyone, you know, that comes in, because we've got quite a display of jewellery in our main shed. But no, we tell them that we open on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday mornings and Saturday mornings, and anytime come along and just talk to the members there, and we show them around, and I hope they get hooked on it, because it is a great hobby.
Yeah, it would be, and you can do it at any age as well, can't you?
Oh, yes.
So the little ones have it. Yep, good one.
Any age, but we cause restrictions now, which made it a bit hard for younger ones, because we come on to, handling with small members. But anyone under 16 has to have their parents there, so a parent will have to join as a social member to be with them. But after that, they're on their own. It never used to be like that, but it's the way the society's going now. But no, we have quite a few turn up on Saturday, and it goes very well. Any age. We also have a Monday night for people who are, experienced, and we have our training mornings on Thursday morning.
Good one. And Greg, that all happens at the Arts Centre, at the back of the Arts Centre there on Sunderland Drive, Banksia Beach. Is that right?
That's right. We're right behind the Arts Centre. We have our own buildings and everything. We are part of the whole complex, so we manage our own club.
Lovely. Listeners, we've been speaking to Greg Hempel, and he is the Vice President of the Bribey Island Gem and Fossicking Club.